This is Rosen Institute's Your Law Firm, where Lee Rosen and Ned Days cover management, marketing, finance, and new technologies for building the practice you deserve. Here's Lee Rosen.
It's good to be with you today from Masai Mara, Kenya. The locals here, they just refer to it as the Mara. And out here, we are seeing all of the animals. We saw a pride of lions kill a buffalo. That was intense. We've seen more giraffes and big cats and zebras and antelopes than we can begin to count. It's absolutely epic out here, and we are having a fantastic time. We're in a fancy resort, and we're spending about 6 hours a day bouncing around in the back of a truck looking out at the animals. I never would have thought that riding as a passenger in the back of a truck could be so exhausting, but I'll tell you, it really is. We're near the fifth day of doing this, and I'll tell you, while that's a lot of animal watching, we're not even close to running out of energy for this. This is an absolutely fantastic adventure.
It's time for your tech tip. I had to sign my name to something today. That is, actually touch pen to paper and give it the old John Hancock. And if that's not bad enough, I had to then address an envelope. And to be completely honest, I had to look up how to do that just to double check myself because it has been so long. But these are the kinds of indignities we used to suffer. Thankfully, most businesses are now on board with e-signature platforms. There are dozens and dozens of e-signature services. I want to talk about a few today, the big, reliable players for when you just need it to work, and some smaller, cheaper options if you have limited requirements or infrequent need for digital signatures. Now, if you have something that's working, don't switch. If you have something that comes bundled with other software, and we'll talk about a few of those in just a minute, don't switch. I don't want to introduce any more drama or chaos into your life than there is already. We will go over some of the options that are available if you happen to be in a position where you need to pick a new service, but we are then going to take a look at how you can be maximizing the service that you are already using. First up is Adobe Acrobat Sign. About the lowest rate you can get is their standard plan. If you commit to a year, that runs about $13 a month. Their business plans that add some extra features and user management start at about $15 a month, but this includes as many signatures as you need, and it is, of course, bundled with Adobe's Acrobat software, so you are getting that entire suite of PDF creation and editing tools as well. It's not all kittens and lollipops, though. You will come across some intermittent complaints about the reliability and updates that make it increasingly challenging to just send out a document for signature. Some people love it, some people hate it. Its inclusion in Acrobat makes it a no-brainer for a lot of people. But arguably the other biggest player is DocuSign. This is a service that has been around for nearly 20 years, and it's the go-to option in a lot of industries. If there is a feature or integration available for e-signature platforms, DocuSign probably has it. Templating, web forms, SMS delivery, and all kinds of other goodies. About the minimum you can get away with is $10 a month, but that only includes 5 signatures. Starting at their $25 a month standard plan, you get unlimited documents for signature. At those prices, even if you aren't sending a huge number of documents, Adobe and DocuSign both make a lot of sense. But there are, of course, plenty of other options. PandaDoc.com promises an easier-to-use editor for adding signature and fill fields to documents, as well as simpler template creation. They also include some functionality like workflow automations, CRM integrations, and payment portal coordination that usually require extra fees or higher tiers in some of the bigger competitors. Their plans start at between $20 and $50 per user per month. And in a fairly obvious convergence of functionality, quite a few document storage products have incorporated e-signature offerings into their platforms. Dropbox acquired HelloSign several years ago, and they have rolled it into their offering at sign.dropbox.com, which is tightly integrated with the rest of their platform, and a good option if that's where you're storing and editing your files. It is, of course, an extra add-on starting at $15 per month per user. ShareFile did something similar with Write Signature and has incorporated it into their premium tier, which starts at $25 per user per month, which, considering that it covers your document management as well, is actually still quite reasonable. But what if you want something even cheaper, weirder, and more unique? Well, there are plenty of upstarts to keep you happy. boldsign.com is a newer entry into the market with very competitive pricing. Their free tier includes 25 signatures per month, and their $20 per month tier allows you up to 5 users, unlimited signatures, as well as options like single sign-on support, IP restriction, and the ability to pay for a la carte extras like SMS verification on signatures. But if that's too much, I still have you covered. Signfree.io has an unlimited free plan, and for $7 a month, their paid plan includes some extras like workflow automations and templates. Eversign.com, which is now branded as Zodosign, X-O-D-O-S-I-G-N, has a free tier with up to 5 signatures per month and paid plans as well. And a brand new option just in the past week or so from AppSumo is called BreezeDoc.com, and it offers a free tier with up to 2 signatures per month, but a one-time fee of $40 gets you a lifetime plan with 40 signatures per month. But it isn't all sunshine and rainbows on the cheaper end of the spectrum. Bear in mind that as with everything in life, you get what you pay for, and you will want to do your homework on whether or not the service you choose offers the level of security and confirmation that you require, and I'm specifically looking at SignFree, ZodoSign, and BreezeDoc here. Things like HIPAA compliance and identity verification functionality costs money, so cheap, free, or one-time payment options usually aren't going to cut it if those are features you rely on. And even with the paid services, you will need to be sure that your tier includes them. So what if you are already on the ball with your e-signature game? What I would encourage you to do if you have a working e-signature workflow is consider whether or not taking advantage of some of those more advanced features or using the API to build more sophisticated workflows is worth your time. Again, you will need to see what's included in your current plan and what's on offer in the higher tiers, but a lot of these services offer some built-in tools for triggering workflows at certain steps of a document's lifecycle. Some are basic, just allowing for email notifications. Others allow you to get more adventurous and kick off automations in other software, too. If you are sending out 1 or 2 engagement letters per week, it might not be worth the effort. But if you are sending out dozens of contracts, quotes, invoices, retainer agreements, or any other kind of document for e-signature on a regular basis, and it's someone's job to handle all of that manually, I think you are going to be well served by looking for ways to automate that process. Most of these services provide templating functions and APIs, which is a fancy way of saying an interface to let your other software interact with them, that allows you to populate documents with client information from your practice management system, CRM, big old Excel file, or wherever else you are storing client information. Even if you arrive at a system that requires somebody to press a button to approve or send out documents for signature, that's a lot faster and less error-prone than requiring somebody to manually upload files and enter details every time. If you or somebody else on the team is manually uploading PDF or Word files and manually dragging signature and date fields and manually entering email addresses every single time you have to send out a document, that's a lot of time wasted and a lot of room for things to go wrong. Find a developer on a platform like Upwork or Fiverr and do a quick call to see what kinds of options you have. You'll probably be surprised at how little is involved in automating this otherwise pretty tedious process. I'm Ned Days, and that's your tech tip.
And now for your moment of concise advice. Deciding how to pay your associates, it's tricky. I've struggled with it, and I know that lots of others have struggled with this as well. You're trying to get your associates motivated, incentivized, and you need them to be aligned with the law firm's overall success. The key here is to develop a compensation system that's in alignment with the culture of your law firm. Each firm is different from the others. Some are seriously hardcore. They're all out. They drive like crazy. They take that sleep when you're dead mentality. They are pushing absolutely everything they've got to the maximum. But other firms, they're more about lifestyle. They take the cases that they like. They work when they want. They enjoy their lives. Other firms, they're entrepreneurial. They're all about business processes and practices. And some firms, they're more about systems. They're oriented to disciplined approaches. They have clear expectations for everyone. They're heavily managed. Every firm is different. Every firm has a different vibe, a different culture. For me, what I wanted in finding a compensation structure that matched our culture was for our key employees to think like me. I wanted them to think like a law firm owner. We needed the associates to see the connection between their work and the client and the law firm and their individual compensation. They needed to connect all of the dots if they were going to be effective in the organization that I led with the culture that I wanted it to have. And I'll tell you, I experienced a lot of frustration with associates who didn't understand how all of these pieces fit together. That frustration peaked, and I really felt it when, in my early days, I would sit down and look at the client bills. We were billing by the hour back then, and some of the associates, well, they billed too little for their time. They failed to record tasks, or they charged less than they should. They were uncomfortable with billing. They had concerns about the work that they had done, the time that they had taken. And they were sort of at one extreme of the spectrum. At the other end of the spectrum, I had associates who billed with absolutely wild abandon. They charged for days worth of work for tasks that probably should have been done in an hour. And reviewing those client bills, it was absolutely a painful time for me as I realized that our associates simply didn't understand what we were all about, where we were going, and how we were trying to get there. They simply didn't get it. But I'll tell you, no matter what I tried, raises, bonuses, pep talks, I found that the associates, they slipped out of this owner mindset and right back into an employee mindset. They simply resisted the idea of thinking like owners. I had a tough time getting them there. That employee mindset that they had in their heads, it was dominated by a what's in it for me kind of thinking. I wanted them to be thinking in a what's in it for us kind of way. How can we together, you and me, employer and employee, how can we grow the business? How can we get where we're going together? How can we make this happen for all of us? And I knew as I was dealing with all of this that there had to be a better way. Well, it wasn't easy to get there. And after years of trial and error, I finally settled on a pure commission-based compensation model for our associates. It fit our culture. It won't fit every culture, but it fit ours. We adopted a simple model of paying associates a percentage of the revenue that they generated, and it took a while for us to evolve to that pure, simple solution. We moved through all sorts of formulas on the way toward getting there, but it worked for us. We settled into this very simple model. Now, for us, that model mostly worked. The lawyers fell into this ownership mentality. They started to think of their work as a business. They were, in a sense, in business for themselves, and that brought us, in our culture, into alignment. I believed that the associates were being rewarded for the appropriate actions and behaviors that helped us to build a sustainable, profitable business, and they were the kind of folks who were satisfied with this entrepreneurial approach to getting their work done. They acted as partners and owners of the business. They worked within the culture to get things done. We had a big business, but we had within it lots of mini businesses representing each of those associates. Now, I will tell you, even with that system matching our culture, it was not always rainbows and sunshine. I don't think a pure commission model is for everyone. There are all sorts of downsides that we experienced. First of all, the associates can have wildly fluctuating income. When revenues are up, their incomes are up. When revenues are down, their incomes are down. That can impact their personal finances and their morale. That's a problem. Secondly, the associates may be incentivized to take on the wrong cases. They may also be incentivized to take on more work than they can handle. Third, because associates are not directly compensated for collaborating with others, they may be less inclined to collaborate, to share their expertise, to mentor junior associates. That's a problem. Fourth, associates with inconsistent paychecks and no sense of stability, well, they may lack loyalty to the law firm. They may leave at the first better opportunity. You can end up with lots of turnover in a commission-based system. And fifth, there's no investment in the firm. As pure profit earners, the associates, they feel less inclination to invest any of their time and energy into improving the firm's operations, into mentoring, into business development, that sort of thing. They often think of themselves as business owners of their own business, but not of the larger business. And then finally, you end up in a commission-based system with a certain amount of client hoarding. You see it in lots of big firms. Lawyers who don't want to share their clients with others in the firm, they don't want to spread that work out because they are disincentivized from doing that. And so the commission-based system, it had the effect of aligning our employees' behaviors with our law firm culture, but you've got to be conscious of how this sort of commission-based structure can skew employees' behaviors just like any incentive system. There are always intended and unintended impacts of compensation systems. So today I'm referencing the model that we used in our law firm, but each law firm has its own culture, and each culture requires a different compensation model in order to promote and continue to reinforce and build that culture. I will tell you, though, that one thing that is essential, regardless of the culture of your law firm and regardless of the compensation system that you choose for building and reinforcing that culture, is strong communication. You need strong communication between the associates and management. That sort of communication builds strong bonds and connections. A strong relationship between the firm and the associates can go a long way. Building trust between the firm and the team, it overcomes lots of the concerns that arise in any compensation system, and there will always be concerns. But it doesn't solve every problem. You have to accept that your compensation model, no matter what it is, it's not going to be a good fit for everyone. It takes a certain kind of associate to thrive in each different compensation model. For us, in our system with the pure commission, we had to hire for more than just legal skills. We had to hire lawyers who were predisposed to succeed in a commission-based environment. You've got to hire for your compensation system. That needs to be built into your interviewing and screening process. In our firm, when we found someone who was a good fit for the pure compensation-based model, well, that was awesome. The alignment between the associates' interests and the law firm's interests, well, that paid off. But you've got to be sure that the people you are hiring fit within your law firm culture, and the compensation system is a big part of that, because that's the part of the culture that they feel in their pockets once or twice a month. It matters. So I found that a commission-based system worked for me and my law firm, but would something like that work for you? Well, maybe, but there's so much to it. It's not all about the money or the formula. It's very much about the people that you hire and the relationship that they have with the law firm. Relationships matter, and once you reach a certain level of compensation, I think the relationships matter more than the money. Certainly, paying people is complicated, but if you can find the way to do it to match your culture, if you can find the right people to match your culture, if you can bring your people into alignment with the objectives of the business, well, then everybody is rowing in the same direction. Everybody is working together toward the same objectives. With that sort of alignment, you'll go further and faster, and the pathway will be a lot smoother. The bottom line here is that there are a multitude of factors that fit into designing the compensation system for your law firm. You'll hear lots of folks suggesting that there is a single right model for compensation. There isn't. The right compensation system for your law firm is a result of the culture of your law firm. Decide on the culture and let that drive the compensation system. then bring the right people who fit within that culture and those objectives. Finding the right compensation system for your law firm is never easy or obvious. It's a journey. If your system is not working perfectly right now, then keep moving in the right direction. Keep changing it. Keep refining it. With each change, you move one step closer to getting it right so that it fits with your culture. But getting it absolutely right, it's not a certainty. There will always be disagreements about compensation within every law firm. Just keep moving in the right direction. As I said at the outset today, paying associates is tricky. All you can do here is keep trying. That's your moment of concise advice. Wrapping up from Masai Mara, thanks for spending a few minutes with me and Ned today. We hope you have a great weekend and an even better week next week. Keep plugging away, moving forward, getting things done. You're on the right track. You'll get there. I promise. We're all in this together, and together we build better practices through better marketing, better management, and better technology. Until next time, I'm Lee Rosen.
Thanks for listening to Your Law Firm. Visit rosensrules.com for our free course on the 10 critical rules successful law firms follow.